This interview is presented by Uniprix Clinic Pavlina Zivkov, located on Highway 148 in Mansfield. For all your health needs, trust Pavlina Zivkov, your family pharmacist in the Pontiac for more than 10 years.
All right, so we're here with the newly elected mayor of Clarendon, Ed Walsh. Ed, how are you feeling?
Oh, very good, thanks.
Awesome. So can you tell me a little bit about your reaction to being elected mayor there?
Oh, I'm glad it turned out in my favor or whatever there. It was a good battle or whatever there. I was out on the trail there since the campaigning started there, so we've seen covered a lot of miles and visited a lot of people. We pretty well hit everybody that was on our electoral list or whatever there, so we got to see some new country in Clarendon as well. So
you kind of beat me to my question there. So how is this campaign different from running for council there?
For councillor, I at that time I was new to it or whatever there, so I kind of just stuck to the seat that I was running in type thing, but this time running for mayor, I wanted to make sure that I got out and talked to the whole municipality as opposed to just a individual section type thing or whatever, you know. So I got to meet a lot of great people and got to discuss their concerns and stuff that we'd like to see in the future type thing and stuff like that. So it was a great opportunity, and it really opened my eyes up to seeing some of the concerns that people had or whatever there. So,
and going off of that, what were you hearing from constituents and when you're knocking on their doors? What are they concerned about?
A lot of the big concern was speeding in the area, like on a lot of the back roads. People, you know, they're young families and they have kids and stuff like that there, and it's just atrocious. Like I was visiting some people there, and the traffic flying by, you know, you're posted at 50 kilometers an hour, and they're going by doing 80 miles an hour type thing or whatever, you know. So it's very dangerous, and that was a very common issue, like across the whole municipality type thing or whatever there. And of course the road conditions, you know, sometimes you can't be everywhere on the same day to get them graded and stuff like that there. But I mean, those are things that we can schedule and fix as we moving forward type thing or whatever. But speeding and stuff like that was a really big concern, as well as internet access or whatever there. So we hopefully moving forward we can start dealing with our provincial rep and federal rep and try to get people hooked up to the internet on a greater area or whatever there. So,
and as far as I know, it's pretty early in the term so far here, but as far as priorities going ahead, is there anything other than like you mentioned there, internet access and that kind of thing?
Right now it's just like, because of the election being held at this time of the year, whatever, we got to hit their floor running, get our budget and everything done by the end of the year or whatever there. So once I get in the job on Monday or whatever there, that'll be our number one priority, just to get it done or whatever there. And then once that's done, then we're going to start working on all the issues that I came across when I was out campaigning and stuff like that there. So there's no one that's on higher priority than the other or whatever there. So we're just going to hopefully tick them off as we go through them. So
Ed, I want to say congratulations, and I'll give you the last word here if you have any anything to say to the residents of Clarendon.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I was just overwhelmed with all your support and encouragement and stuff like that. I never went to a house where people weren't willing to have a chat with me and stuff like that. And a lot of places I went to, people wanted me to come in and have a coffee and dessert. So I said, well, trying to lose weight, so that's not going to help the belly. But anyways, I got a lot of new ratepayers in the municipality and stuff like that. Like a lot of times you don't know them, you just know their names type thing or whatever. And now, like I said, I was out and about and with my wife, and we met a lot of great people and stuff like that. So we know that moving forward, we live in a great municipality and stuff like that. So hopefully we can, over the next 4 years, we can get the improvements done that people are requesting and just keep moving forward.